Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast-free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. The Jets have made hires, offensive coordinator. What's that mean? Brandon Weeden will join us this hour. We'll get his thoughts on the playoffs and all the quarterback stories. Garrett Wilson just checked in. We're about an hour away. We're gonna have, is that right, Jay Stu? Did I read that correctly?
I'm naming our second hour today. The Dan Beyer hour of Ohio State receivers.
The Dan Beyer hour, right? The Dan Beyer hour. Got it. Beyer. Oh, wait. Jay Stu, I'm reading this on my screen here, and I love it, and I want you to kind of expound upon it. But first, I guess the story of the day is Frank Reich was hired as head coach of the Panthers, right? So Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator of the Jets. Obviously, everybody thinks, well, Aaron Rodgers coming. But Frank Reich hired. Why did you put down that Mike Silver is ticked off?
See, now we're bringing the listener behind the curtain. This is an inside joke. Obviously Frank Reich was hired. He's white. Steve Wilks wasn't hired, and he's not white. So my thing is the countdown to Mike Silver's pissed off tweet, which I'm sure has already happened.
The meltdown?
Yeah.
The meltdown? Yeah. Just so you know that Frank Reich did play for the Carolina Panthers back in 1995. Wow. Remember that was when their expansion team, I think he was their first quarterback that they signed. Right. So the question becomes, like, Frank Reich, who of course is, he's as a head coach. Okay. As a head coach, he was a head coach of the Colts, but Andrew Luck was his quarterback. Right. Then he had Jacoby Brissett, Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, Sam Ellinger. Right, he had a laundry list of dudes as his quarterback. Previous to that, they won the Super Bowl. Remember, that was when his quarterback was also Carson Wentz, and then Carson Wentz went down, and he replaced him with Nick Foles. So this leads us to the question, we all believe that guys generally, this is a general statement, generally, they bring in somebody who they've worked with before. That happens everywhere I've ever been. We're like, man, why'd they hire that guy? Like, oh, they're boys. They worked together before. But I don't think it's Wentz. I don't think it's Matt Ryan. Obviously, Jacoby Brissett's a maybe as a backup. But what does this mean in terms of starter? Does that mean they keep Sam Darnold? Right? You got a quarterback whisperer with Sam Darnold. They do have some investment in him. I think what's more likely is they draft a quarterback or develop a quarterback. Or, you know, they got the third string quarterback who is hurt all year, who they may want to develop there. But this is, it's a really interesting thing that they have with Frank Reich, where a lot of people like the overall talent of the Carolina Panthers and think they're not that far away. Can Frank Reich be the guy? Can Frank Reich be the guy? I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. But, you know, they're not bringing in Baker after Baker was already there this year and got beat out. What does it mean? He's also, I mean, this may be far afield. Frank Reich is a super devout Christian. When I think of somebody who is that level of preachy and would be a fit, Derek Carr is a guy who is who I think this past weekend even spoke at a church. But that's the breadcrumbs we get on what quarterbacks are going where. You know, Carolina, not a major market player, but in a division where you got to figure if you get the right quarterback, you get the right mix, you can compete for a championship, considering Tampa won the division but was under 500, and now they've cut most of their roster. So, and then, of course, we look at the lines and the movement there. Pat Mahomes met with the media. He seemed to be walking fine, and he's okay. We saw the new-look Lakers. Anthony Davis is back. Rui Hachimura is back. And then you get the Jets thing. DB, what do you think of what do you think of the Frank Reich hire in terms of what it means in quarterback movement?
Yeah, really interesting. It also makes me think that the Panthers feel like they are closer to winning now than than maybe a rebuild to try to, you know, start from scratch. Maybe they liked what they, you know, had with Sam Darnold over that last stretch and feel like, you know, they're going to exhaust every single option. That's what I took it as. That the success that you had with, you know, Phillip Rivers, maybe that can translate in this scenario.
In terms of just being I'm interested in the Sam Darnold thing. There are signs of, I remain the last stockholder, right? Where I'm like, man, everybody else has sold their stock and I'm like still holding on to, like, you know, Geno Smith had a great resurgence here later in his career. Maybe that's what we'll see. But when you look at all the quarterbacks available, you know, when you look at all the quarterbacks available, outside of Jacoby Brissett, who you'd bring in as a backup, none of them really make sense in this one in terms of guys he's worked with before.
No, and there's the other factor of Carolina picks ninth in the draft. And in the mock drafts that I see a lot, there is Carolina trading up in that spot. So maybe that's their line of thing. But the Darnold thing, you know, who they have to re-sign is the one that I actually think that it makes sense for the track record of Frank Reich, and heck, try to squeeze what you can out of it, and maybe the guy that you know the most and you think that Frank Reich can get that out of him, that could be the option, and just of what, you know, Frank Reich has done and what he's used to. Maybe they just chose the wrong guys in Indianapolis, and maybe Darnold won't be the guy in Carolina, but that just seems to be, you know, along the lines that they're going, because honestly, they're the way that they played down the stretch And their defense has a bunch of really good pieces. It's why they didn't want to trade Brian Burns at the trade deadline. You know, DJ Moore stayed on offense, but they seem to have more of a physical running game with Dante Foreman and Chuba Hubbard. So you've got pieces there that I think that they liked moving forward, and now you bring in Frank Reich to make sure that your quarterback position is fixed.
Jay Stu, what do you think?
Oh, man, I don't know much. I leave this stuff to you guys, but I am interested in this. I don't know much about how Frank does in that market and that with that team, but is this where Carson Wentz makes his fourth NFL stop? As soon as the Commanders do what they do with him, does Reich bring him in? Do you see him being a Panther? Maybe not immediately, but soon thereafter? And another question for you guys. What does this mean for Steve Wilks? Is he just going to go be a defensive coordinator somewhere, or does he get hired in this cycle?
No. I mean, he got the job in Arizona. He didn't have a great roster, a good offensive line, but it was bad. And I thought he did a reasonably solid job with Carolina, but, you know, he had a 2-month audition. And for whatever reason, they chose to bring in offense. That could very much just be a circumstance of, hey, we've only had defensive guys in here. We really got to figure out the offense, and that's what we go with. But I think, Frank Reich has similar experience, if not better. I just don't think Steve Wilks becomes a head coach. And maybe through no fault of his own, but this is a little bit like what we talked about yesterday, where when you don't bring your own guy with you, it's a good sign that that guy can't play. When Steve Wilks, who came from Carolina to Arizona, gets the interim job with Carolina where he has sweat equity and he gets a look but doesn't get the job and they finish decently, I think that's telling you, you know, whether or not it's real or imagined, it does seem to tell people, guy's a great guy, just not a head coach. Guy's a great guy, just not a head coach.
Sam Darnold, in his final starts for the Panthers, had an awful final week. But in the five starts that he had when he ended up taking over in November, had a passer rating of over 100 four times. So there's enough there for the Panthers to be like, all right, let's maybe figure out a way. Let's maybe try to bring him, back. Maybe you don't use that first round pick on trading up and trying to get a quarterback because there's likely not going to be one available where they pick at number 9. But he wasn't the Sam Darnold that we like to say Sam Darnold about.
No, listen, you know me, Beyer. Like, I actually really like Sam Darnold.
Yep.
I think he's got,
yep.
I have always thought he had, you know, he never had a particularly good roster, particularly good coaching but at some point you can't put the blame elsewhere, you know, or is it Matt Corral? Are they all in on Matt Corral being the guy who eventually, after missing this year, comes in and takes over the job? I don't know. I don't know.
I think that the investment in quarterbacks outside of the first round is, I just don't think that you have to make a commitment at that point. Like, there is no guarantee that that player gets a shot. And I'm all right. Like, if somebody else outplays them, like, there's not the, hey, we gotta get this guy some reps. I would almost even say, Doug, honestly, outside of the first 15 picks of the first round at times, which is why I didn't think Jordan Love was the necessity for Green Bay of, what are you going to do with Rodgers when you have Love? Like, if Love never played, that means Rodgers was playing that well, and
sure,
so be it. And so I feel the same way with about second and third round picks. And if there's enough there for Carolina to want to bring Darnold back, then go right ahead. But I don't think that there's, you know, it would obviously be, and I'm not saying that you're not saying this, but it would obviously have to be a competition for Corral to try to win a job, because they're just not going to hand it to him.
Yeah, I don't know what, you know, like, that would scream to me that Reich had some sort of knowledge of Corral. You know, when you sit down, you got to have, like, what's your plan at quarterback? You know, like, hey, I really like Sam Darnold. I think, you know, he doesn't make a ton of money, and we can extend him so he doesn't make a ton of money. And if you guys like Corral, we know we'll work with him. It's got to be an overall plan thing. But the one thing about Reich is he is seen as kind of a quarterback whisperer. And if they feel like there's something there with Darnold and he can only grow it, that would make sense. Darnold's still not old. Like, he's not 30 years old. Right? He's like 27. It's crazy. So still plenty of juice in that tank, if that's what they see. And I'm with you. I did see marked improvement and solid play at the end of the year. It's interesting because Carolina is a team that one of those markets we don't talk a ton about, but here's a division which is really down. Previously, it had been the best division in football, and it does feel like that Carolina has probably the best overall group of talented players, that quarterback quality coaching consistency away from making that jump, even though they trade away Christian McCaffrey midseason.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Don't answer this question, Ramos or Jason Stewart. Dan Beyer, what movie comes to your mind when you hear the song?
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
For my non-movie love of not liking movies, I am a big John Hughes teen 80s. Yes.
You know what? Honestly, we're going to divert what we were talking about. We're going to talk about John Hughes movies. John Hughes is a brilliant filmmaker. And for our kind of childhood and teen years, right? Like, do we all agree? Like, are we all, I'm not saying anything. Okay, so here's the movies. If you're like, okay, I know Breakfast Club, I like that. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Weird Science, Uncle Buck, Beethoven, Home Alone, National Lampoon's Vacation, Christmas Vacation, which some people consider in my household, that's the GOAT Christmas movie. Dutch is another really good one. Mr. Mom. You guys remember Mr. Mom?
It's one of my favorite movies, and I tell people all the time, I say, I think it came out in 80 or 81. The humor and the themes are still extremely relevant and funny. You know, there's some ridiculous stuff that you saw in the late 70s that dates it, but the jokes and the humor, they still hold up. That's an amazing movie, by the way.
I held a grudge against Martin Mull for a good decade.
Great character, yes.
For him in that movie.
He did go sci-fi a little bit. He had The Fifth Element, which I really liked. But for the most part, he made his... It was some form of either... He did the 2000s from like mid-90s on, or maybe even early 90s on. Beethoven in 92, Beethoven 2nd, 101 Dalmatians, the live one, Flubber. Mid-90s on, he went to kind of straight family movies. You know, Dutch was like his last Chicago-based John Candy. That was a really good one. John Candy. It was, what's his name from Ed O'Neill from, what's the...
Married with Children.
But man, well, there's so many good John Hughes movies. All right, we'll do a rank them. Give me your top three, no particular order, Dan Beyer.
Breakfast Club, no, Ferris Bueller 1, Breakfast Club 2, 16 Candles 3.
Wait, what was the second one?
Breakfast Club 2, yeah. Ferris Bueller's number 1.
Okay, what about you there, J-Stu?
Wow, man, it's tough. Mr. Mom's in there. I loved Uncle Buck. I love Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So I'm going to, just to go, I'm not going to do any Brat Pack stuff. So top to bottom, Mr. Mom at 1, Uncle Buck, and then Planes, Trains.
Ramos?
I will do Brat Pack because that was right in my wheelhouse. I was a teenager, so I loved all those movies. I would say Pretty in Pink, 3, Breakfast Club 2, and 16 Candles 1.
Okay, this one's hard because the top three to me are 16 Candles, Ferris Bueller's Breakfast Club, but what do I do with Home Alone? What do I do with Christmas Vacation? What do I do with the first Vacation? With Weird Science, Planes, Trains, Mr. Mom, Dutch, Beethoven was awesome. So I will do my sister's favorite movie as a kid was 16 Candles. Last year when my girls turned 16, it was mandatory viewing at my house. Like, we're like, hey, you guys aren't doing anything. This is what we're watching. Went to dinner and they watched 16 Candles. So 16 Candles is 3. Home Alone is 2. And Breakfast Club is 1. And I don't know how I don't rank Ferris Bueller's because it's so good. And my kids have watched and loved it. But Breakfast Club is, in fact, iconic. And it does. This is the point is, it does stand up on some levels. Like, it does stand up. The conglomerate of kids from different, the Saturday school they don't have anymore, detentions they don't have anymore. But outside of that, everything else still stands up. I love it. I love it so much.
I need to make one amendment, and then we can get to an update, and Brandon waiting here. But I can't go on record and not have Vacation in my top three. So I'm going to kick out Uncle Buck. Vacation's one of my favorite movies of all time. So Vacation
or Christmas Vacation?
Vacation's the better of the two. We've had this discussion. Vacation is head and shoulders above the other Vacations, and then Christmas Vacation second in my book.
How good? Well, it's interesting because I find Chevy Chase to be incredibly bitter and not funny now. But if we, you know, if you look back between those two and then Fletch, and even Fletch Lives, he's the opposite of Brussels sprouts. Right? Brussels sprouts as a kid, like if somebody was making Brussels sprouts, it smelled like people were breaking wind in the kitchen and you wanted to avoid dinner at all costs. Now, you know, people chop them up and and flash fry them or kick them in the oven with oil, olive oil. They're on menus and people order them as appetizers. Chevy Chase is the opposite. He used to be as desired as anybody to be in a movie and be funny. Now he's just not funny. Super bitter. I bring up the memories because today is the third anniversary, right? Or it's 3 years. How do we do it? Because isn't it 4 years since Kobe died in the helicopter crash? Or is it three years?
Yeah, it's
three years. My daughter's best friend, Alyssa Altabelli, and her parents perished in the helicopter crash. Tough day, but you know, it's one of those, like, you look back and you think of memories. Not bad to have a good John Hughes memory days. Brandon Whedon joins us. Of course, former first-round draft pick of the Cleveland Browns, started for three different teams in the National Football League. By the way, this show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Brandon, we've been talking John Hughes movies. Those kind of, you were always older, right, when you played in college, but you're not like my age. What was the iconic movies of your childhood?
Oh gosh, man, I don't even know. I'm trying to think. I think teenage years, or you know, I'm thinking sports wise. I'm thinking like Major League. I probably shouldn't have been watching them at the age I was. Shoot, man, I don't know. I'll be honest. It's embarrassing whenever I've got buddies that are, you know, movie buffs or whatever. They watch a ton of movies, but I've got narcolepsy, man. Whenever I lay down and if it's a cold room and I turn a movie on, I tried to watch Madoff last night and I fell asleep 20 minutes in. I have a hard time staying awake. But
I got that too. I got that too. The last episode of Yellowstone, I had to play it 8 different times before I could watch it because I put it in before I go to sleep and then I was like out. I'm like, man. And I was watching it on demand, and my on demand, you can't fast forward or rewind or whatever. I'm like, this sucks. Brandon Wheaton, our guest on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Let's go back to last weekend. You were quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. What went wrong for Dak from your perspective?
Yeah, you know, he just didn't look real comfortable. I mean, you rewind a week prior. I mean, just stood in the pocket, you know, delivered throws accurately on time. You know, he was trusting what he saw. They were able to run the ball pretty effectively. You know, they're more physical up front. And then, he won that pass rush with the 49ers is pretty good. I mean, arguably maybe the best in the league. But he just didn't look comfortable. I mean, I think sometimes whenever, you know, you're not, you know, moving the ball consistently offensively, sometimes you kind of get out of your comfort zone, start doing some things you don't want to do. You know, it's when it's not going great, it's, you know, you're searching for answers. And just to me, it looked like he never really got in a rhythm. I think that's why people are frustrated with him. That, you know, he plays like he does the week before and everybody's like, wow, now that's about as good a quarterback play as you can get. And then, you know, last week against a really good defense, I mean, the best defense in football, you know, he forced a few, you know, the one we got batted, he kind of forced that one and threw a couple of pretty bad picks, you know, one of them being down in their own territory. So turnovers, which has been kind of his Achilles heel, and just not throwing the ball near as accurately as he needs to.
What is your assessment of Brock Purdy and how he played?
And I hate that I even saying this word, but, you know, he managed it, you know, and he still makes all the throws, so I don't consider him like a game manager. I hate that term because that's the quarterback's job. That's Tom Brady's job. That's Aaron Rodgers' job. That's Patrick Mahomes' job, is to manage the game and control it. But, you know, he's got unbelievable talent around him, and he knows where to go with football. He's pretty decisive. He throws the ball relatively accurate. Doesn't have the biggest arm, but he anticipates throws really well. He did that at Iowa State. I thought he, you know, was a good quarterback coming out. He just doesn't have all the measurables, but whatever that's worth. But, you know, I just think he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's got a swag about him. He just looks like he, at times, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, doesn't really have a pulse out there. And I think that's a good thing. I think he's flatlined the whole time. He never gets too high, never gets too low. And his demeanor, I think, is pretty infectious for those guys around him. And it's pretty evident he's a gamer and a competitive dude. So I've been impressed. He's played well. And, I mean, any quarterback in the league would have to have those, you know, those weapons around him. I mean, Kittle's a monster. McCaffrey's a beast. Debo Samuel is an absolute freak. I mean, he's got cats everywhere. Good offensive line. So I'm happy for him, man. It's a cool story. And he's making the most of his opportunity.
All right. This is a different animal, right? As much as Micah Parsons is a beast and the Cowboys defense is good, up front, Eagles defense is nasty, and they tend to get a lead so they can pin their ears back. How different is the challenge versus the Eagles defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it right there. I think you got to start fast and don't fall into a big hole where you got to, you know, come out and drop back and throw it. I mean, that's if you allow that defensive line to pin their ears back and come after you, it's gonna be a long night. I mean, Trent Williams arguably probably is the best left tackle in ball, but I mean, you know, if he has to do that 40 times a game, it's just, that's hard on anybody. So they got to get out and play fast, start early, start fast early. You know, and Shanahan's one of the best at it. I think you got to mix in some screens, get creative with the screen game, just because that'll slow that down a little bit. Obviously, running the football helps. You just have to get creative in a bunch of different ways, you know, and that's protections. You know, mix in five-man protections, mix in seven-man protections in the same look. You know, in order to take shots, sometimes you gotta max protect, and that's, you know, I think they gotta like their, you know, matchup, especially with Kittle, you know, on the inside. But yeah, you gotta start fast, establish a run game, and because again, like you just said, I mean, the Eagles have been kind of playing with the lead pretty much all year, and if you allow that defense to, you know, get their engines revved up and pin their ear back, man, it's gonna be a long night. So yeah, it's gonna be a heck of a game, man. I'm sure you're going to ask me who I think is going to win both games, and I still don't know. I think it's going to be great football on Sunday.
No, I mean, listen, I'm not sure any of us really know. I mean, that's so much in game action. So it strikes me that what Jalen is doing with Shane Steichen is, you know, Steichen is there's a lot of designed runs, which are really harder because it's 11-on-11 football, changes up your assignments. How do you counteract that, right? When you play kind of a traditional defense most of the year, and now you're playing against a non-traditional offense, how do you counteract that if you're the Niners?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you ask a defensive coach, it's got to be gap sound. Your front, you know, linebackers have to fit the gaps. You got to be gap sound on the defensive line, you know, and you know, trust what your eyes see. You know, teams never had to worry about that with me and my game, but I've been, you know, being around other guys like a Deshaun. I mean, you can tell that teams want to play those guys a little bit different. I think it comes down to tackling in space. These defenses that are left are all pretty good teams that tackle in space, one-on-one, you know, out there on the perimeter. But I think you got to pick your spots when you want to pressure them. Because I think if you know, you want to pin your ears back and you want to try to, you know, run a bunch of pressures, yeah, that's good. But he also likes to get the ball out pretty quick. And then, you know, they have different ways to kind of eye violate you. You know, that RPO, if we, you know, everybody knows about it. They like to do a lot of that stuff. So I was with Shane Steichen in Cleveland. He's a very innovative mind, very, you know, he kind of thinks one step ahead, and that's why I think he's doing so well. He's got a great quarterback and a lot of good weapons, but he's doing a great job. But, yeah, I think if you're the 49ers, I mean, you know, D'Amico Ryans is, I mean, I just read that he's arguably, you're going to have a chance at that Broncos job. He's a great defensive mind. He's got great players. Honestly, if I'm them, their pass rush is so good with their front four, I don't pressure him that much. I'm gonna play more zone coverage. I'm not going to play a ton of man. I'm going to mix it in. But I'm going to play zone coverage and force him to, you know, 14, 15 play drives, see if he can be patient and kind of dink and dunk his way down the field. And that's kind of whenever I played against the 49ers a handful of times, that's what I remember them doing. You know, Robert Saleh, that was his theory, is, you know, this quarterback's not patient enough to sit in the pocket, check it down, you know, throw underneath routes and do that, you know, 12 to 15 times down the field. And he's probably right. A lot of guys want to take shots, and that's how you, you know, sustain drive. So if I'm the 49ers, I do that. I play a bunch of zone coverage, mix in some zone pressures here and there. Just don't let them behind you. It's obvious that, you know, Philly's got some weapons on the outside, but I just think you got to force the Eagles to sustain those long drives and hopefully come away with some field goals.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Brandon Whedon is our guest. Brandon, Pat Mahomes has a high ankle sprain. Seemed to be walking okay at the podium yesterday when he got off the podium. How does that change things if he's got, I mean, you know, you didn't run around the way he does, but he's not running for first down as much as moving the pocket. How does it change things with the high ankle sprain?
Yeah, I mean, it'll change him, like you said, in the pocket. You know, I had that injury, high ankle sprain against OU the last game of the year, my junior year. It was on the right foot, and I think that's the most important thing. You know, that's the foot he uses to, one, move around, shuffle it. That foot's always working to get in the ground and get the ball out, kind of his dry foot, the foot he pushes off of. So, you know, fortunately, there's some shots he can get to kind of mask that pain. I'm assuming he'll get one pregame and one at halftime. But it's just a nagging injury. They suck. I mean, they're not a lot of fun. I had a buddy just asked me that. I'm like, you know, I still think him on one leg, you know, and the other one, let's say 45-50%, I still think he's better than the majority of guys in the league. So, I mean, he's going to have to be more of a true pocket passer, you know, uses mobility when he can. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what their game plan is, you know, and how good he feels, because he's obviously tougher than I am, because I didn't have to play the next week, and I remember being sore for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks even, you know. So it's an injury that hangs with you for a while, and being on that right foot makes it tough. But again, I mean, how do you ever question that guy? I mean, this dude is, all he does is continue, seems like he just gets better, and every time out he plays well. I mean, he's an absolute monster, and I would never doubt him. I mean, I assume he'll be ready, and that Chiefs offense is so much fun to watch, man. They're so creative, and the way they attack defenses is a lot of fun to watch.
What makes Burrow able to perform so well?
Oh, I think it's just poise, understanding what they do offensively, understanding the defense, knowing where to go with the football, his accuracy. The guy can just – he's 10-point accurate. Just confidence. I mean, he's got confidence in the pocket. He's got confidence in the guys around him. He's got confidence in his arm and his ability to, you know, to deliver throws. I mean, he's Joe Cool, man. I mean, it's a great nickname for him because he's, you know, a little different game than Mahomes. He's probably faster than Mahomes, but he doesn't get out and run around as much. I guess one of those guys that what he does, you can't teach. I mean, I saw Matt Hasselbeck did a deal on TV. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. He's talking about his pocket presence and his ability to have two hands on the ball in the pocket and his ability to escape pressure with, you know, maintaining good, you know, pocket fundamentals. And he's probably one of the best at it. I mean, he doesn't put the ball on the ground in the pocket very, very often and doesn't throw a ton of picks. He's very smart with the ball. So, I mean, he's a complete quarterback. And he's got a great receiving core and a couple, you know, really good running backs. So I'm a big fan. I love watching the guy play. He just makes it look too damn easy. I know it's not easy. I've been out there. It's not as easy as he makes it look. And that dude just stands in there and never phases him. And you can blitz him. You can hit him. You can do whatever. Got to get up and he's going to swing it. So he's a lot of fun. He's become one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch in the league.
Brandon Whedon, former starting quarterback of the Browns, the Texans, the Cowboys. B, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, buddy. See you.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Without any question, of all the games we play, this is usually the one that makes us laugh the most. Let's get after game time.
This is game time.
Buyer.
Game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan Byer, what do you got, my man?
Doug, the game today is...
I feel a draft.
Now, there are certain times of the year where we can move away from maybe sports. I also thought maybe we'll do a Kobe-inspired one, but it is in advance of championship weekend. I feel like that needs to be our focus with these two games on Sunday. So we are drafting today the most important players in championship weekend. And Jason Stewart's won the lottery. He gets the first overall pick. John Ramos is second. Doug, you are third.
Tanked. He's tanked with all his previous picks. That's why he's here.
And then I will pick fourth. Two-round draft. Jason Stewart, you are on the clock.
Two things I hate, predictability and laziness, but I'm going to utilize both of those.
I thought you were talking about the topic.
Pat Mahomes.
Maybe he was. All right. Mahomes is off the board. Maybe that was his passive-aggressive way of saying this category stinks.
No, no, my pick stinks. It's boring.
It is. The ankle injury is definitely a key storyline. John Ramos, you are second.
Oh, boy. I think it's between two players. I'm going to go
Maybe
with...
Maybe you want to trade down.
You want to trade?
With you, Doug, or with Dan?
Sure. With whoever. I'm offering. Do you want to trade?
So what, I get the 3 and the 6?
No. You can... we'll do the... 2 for the 3, okay?
Okay.
And I will also take the 7.
So you got 3 picks and I get 1?
Yep.
No thanks.
Okay.
Dan?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to take, I think, Jalen Hurts. I think the Philadelphia Eagles need him to really, really play well. And so I'm going to, I think Jalen Hurts is the most... important player this weekend for his team and in general. So,
good pick.
I'm going to go Brock Purdy.
Ah, yes.
It's my next pick.
I mean, we have, first of all, I think the Eagles have a really good team, and some of it is Jalen Hurts. But we have no idea how Brock Purdy is going to react in this pressure with that type of defense and getting after him. Brock Purdy's to me he could have gone number one overall. Not that Mahomes is not important, but it's because we just don't have a book on him.
I will take Joe Burrow, number 4. My number 5 is actually in that same game, and it's in that same sequence of possession. I'm going Chris Jones, Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman, because if he can wreak havoc on the depleted offensive line of the Bengals, that will give Kansas City another weapon and put pressure on Joe Burrow to get the ball out even quicker than he normally does. I'm going Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, Chris Jones, I like that one. Okay, so you got Joe Burrow, Chris Jones. All right, mine is very similar to yours. Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa was the best player in the Super Bowl up until Pat Mahomes made a couple throws. He could single-handedly dominate a game. And, yeah, like, I'm going to agree with – we have – we talked to – who we talked to? Was it Brandon Whedon? He said – you talked about only not blitzing anybody. Not blitzing anybody. Just sending 4. If Bosa can get home and they can play coverage, obviously you're probably going to have to spy on Hurts as well. But his speed, he can catch up to Hurts. Nick Bosa, to me, is my second pick.
Well, jumping off what Doug said about Brock Purdy, if this guy is going to be in trouble, it's going to be from the defense of the Eagles making him do some crazy stuff. So I think Trent Williams, I guess that's his blindside offensive lineman. Somebody, if he could keep some of the Eagles off Purdy, he'll give him some Josh time to Sweat. Throw the ball. Yeah. So I think Trent Williams is a very, very big player this weekend in the championship weekend.
Three 49ers in the top seven picks. That's what I count. That's telling. You know what? I'm gonna throw in a curveball here, guys. I'm gonna throw in a curveball. Sanders.
Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders, not the other Sanders.
Not Colonel.
Not Dion. Miles Colonel Sanders at eight.
All right.
What about Colonel?
Good one.
Yeah, that's good. What about Colonel?
That's
that
a good one.
Time? Are we done? Is that the last pick?
Yes.
That's game.
We're running out of time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, coming up next, one of the top rookie wide receivers in all of football. Garrett Wilson's going to join us. We'll ask him his reaction to Nathaniel Hackett being hired as offensive coordinator. And we'll ask him what this season where he caught passes from four different quarterbacks was like. Garrett Wilson, rookie, Jets, next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.